Bob Hope Program with Francis Langford, Jerry Colonna, and Skinny Ennis and his orchestra. Rebroadcast at this hour for the fighting men of the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the United States of America War Department. Bob Hope.
Thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Ferry, Command Hope. Telling you pilots to use Pepsodent because there's really nothing finer. And whether you fly to Africa or India, you'll never have a crack up in your china. Well, here we are in Long Beach at the Ferry Command Base. You all know what a Ferry Command pilot is. That's a guy who eats breakfast in Hawaii, lunch in New Guinea, supper in Chungking, and burps in Calcutta. Yes, sir, these pilots in our audience are the only guys I know of who have been to more places in the world than Crosby and I have built roads to. And I'm very popular with the pilots here. I'm very popular. They showed me how to start a propeller by pushing it with my feet. It's really swell now. Of course, it'll take a little time to get shoes to fit my kneecaps. And there's some interesting fellows here. One of the pilots here flew Wilkie to Russia, then flew Mrs. Roosevelt to England. And he was very diplomatic about it. During both trips, he wore a Wilkie button pinned to a copy of My Day. We went up for a flight this morning when we got here. They gave me a parachute. They gave Francis Langford a parachute. Then they called Skinny Ennis over and strapped on a piece of Kleenex. Big transport planes here. They even have one secret plane that can go up to 75,000 feet. It's the only way known to man of reaching the $3 seats in the Rose Bowl. Of course, when you go to buy a Rose Bowl ticket, there's usually a slight wait in line. Slight wait, that's a California expression meaning bring your own pup tent, boys, and don't forget to notify your draft board. I decided the easiest way to get tickets was from the University of Georgia football team, so I walked into their training quarters and told them I was a friend of a guy who'd spent a lot of time in Georgia. As the doctor stitched up my scalp, he told me it was a mistake to mention General Sherman's name. But I really love football. I have the physique of a football player, and I guess I even resemble the Georgia star, Frankie Sinkwich, because every place I go, people point to me and say, "There goes Sinky." That is, I thought they said Sinky till I noticed they'd added their own T formation. Then when I used to play, I was something like Sinkwich. You know, the Georgia Fireball. They used to call me Hope, the Cleveland Meatball. The Cleveland Meatball. I got into one game.
Nice delivery. I should have used it for Christmas.
I got into one game, and one of the players on the other team gave me a terrific stiff arm. I don't know whether you did much damage to my face or not, but for 3 weeks I had to sneeze through my ears. Oh, but I had a great Christmas this year. I really did. You should have seen the Christmas cards I got this year. I got one card from Dorothy L'Amour with a picture of her in a sarong on it. What a picture. You know how George Washington looked straight ahead on a 2-cent stamp? Well, in this envelope, he kept peeking over his shoulder.
And the oddest things appear, and what insane and silly things we do. Here is what I see before me, vividly and clear. As I recall it, you were in it too. and you didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can a gal go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, then please say you do. Say it and make my craziest dream come true. If there's a chance that you care, then please say you do.
Texas here, too. That was Frances Langford singing I Had the Craziest Dream. Well, Frances, did you have a nice Christmas?
Oh, I had a lovely Christmas, Bob. And that was some present you gave me. 3 peppermints.
Well, it wasn't my fault, Frances. I almost gave you a beautiful wristwatch.
Well, why did you give me 3 peppermints instead?
Well, I couldn't get the iron claw to drop in the right place. You know, but I had a wonderful time Christmas Eve, Frances. I went from house to house singing Christmas carols. Did you hear me singing those carols?
Oh, yes, Bob, and I love them. Especially the one that began, Oh, follow me, my children, and see the road to Morocco.
Well, I thought I'd punch up the lyrics, but I thought that party I gave at my house later was pretty nice. Wasn't I the perfect host?
Yes, you sure made an excellent impression bringing those champagne buckets to every table and giving everyone a free bottle. What brand was it? Paul Roger?
No, Pepsi Cola. Pepsi Cola. Pepsi Cola. But what about New Year's Eve, Fran?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob, but I've already...
I'll have enough of that.
I'm...
Blubber and Neil.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't. See my attorney, that's all right.
Bob, but I've already made a date for New Year's Eve with one of the aviators here.
One of the aviators here? What has he got that I haven't got?
Nothing, but he's willing to spend it.
You spendthrift.
Besides, he's so handsome. He doesn't have a pot tummy like you do.
Frances, listen, for the last time, I do not have a pot tummy.
Oh, no? Christmas Eve, when you walked down the street, 2 little kids pointed at you and said, Look at Santa Claus. This year he's carrying his bag in front.
Glad to be. Hey, well, hiya, folks.
Well,
Skinny, what's cooking? Or in your case, what's creaking?
Doggone, there you go again, Bob. You know, I'm making a New Year's resolution about my physique.
You are, huh? What is it?
Well, I'm going to build myself up till I'm big and strong and I got plenty of muscle. And then if anybody makes a crack about me being weak, I'm going to haul up and smack him right in the jaw. I'll smack him right in the jaw. You hear that, Francis?
Hey, but listen, Bob, I'm serious about this. I'm taking vitamin pills.
Do those vitamin pills have any effect on you when you take some skin?
Why, sure they do. Here, hey, just watch what happens. I'll swallow one now.
Say, what's that?
My corpuscle. He thinks he's got a bee card.
Again, you may feel good, but you look yourself today. What's the matter?
Well, he made a big mistake when he was out siphoning gas last night. You know, Francis, how you're supposed to stick the hose in the tank and inhale?
Yes.
Well, Skin stuck it in the exhaust pipe instead.
Hey, say, Bob, I heard you talking about New Year's Eve. You got a date for New Year's Eve?
Not yet, but I'm still auditioning. Say, how about... That's for the the NVA club. How about you, Skin? Are you going out with your fat girlfriend New Year's Eve?
No, Bob. When I take her out dancing, it's embarrassing. When the band stops playing, she keeps right on dancing.
You mean she doesn't stop at all?
Well, her feet do, but her average point keeps shaking for another 10 minutes.
By the light of a silvery moon, I wanna spoon to my honey out through love June, honeymoon. People shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring us dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon. The light of a silvery moon, I want to spoon to my honey out through love's doom. Honeymoon, people shining in June. Your silvery beam will bring us dreams. We'll be cuddling through by the silvery moon. Moonlight becomes you, it goes for your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you, I'm thrilled at the sight, and I should get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming, but don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming, and if I tag along, if I love you, I want you to know, it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so. Dressed up to go dreaming, now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming, mind if I tag along. If I say I love you, I want you to know, it's not just because of moonlight, although moonlight becomes so.
Gentlemen, as the year 1942 draws to a close, let us pause for a moment and review some of the remarkable events in the life of Bob Hope. In 1932, Bob Hope goes into the butcher business, and 1 year later...
Extra, extra! Bob Hope makes $1 million!
In 1934, Bob goes into the metal industry, and 1 year later...
Extra, extra! Bob Hope makes $1 million!
In 1936, Bob Hope goes into vaudeville, and 1 year later...
Extra, extra! Get your late paper here! Extra, extra!
The Academy Award Committee, trying to find the best actor of the year, sees Bob's performance in a new picture, The Road to Morocco. And after the picture ends, the president of the Academy Award Committee stands up in the theater and says,
I want my money back.
In September of 1942, Bob Hope makes a flying trip to Alaska. As he steps off the plane, he sees his first Eskimo girl.
So he approaches her and says,
"May I kiss you in the Eskimo fashion?"
And the little Eskimo girl looks at Bob Hope's nose and says, "And Bob isn't the only one who had excitement in 1942. This year marked the first time Skinny Ennis went to donate blood to the blood bank. It was a dramatic moment. The doctor sticks the needle into Skinny's arm. He waits 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour, and then says,
come out, wherever you are."
And now that 1942 is almost over, we find Bob Hope and Skinny Ennis discussing their future.
"Hey, just think, Bob. 1943 is almost here already. I wonder what it's going to be like."
"Yeah, and it's a funny thing, Skin. Every other year, people always wanted to know what the future holds in store for them. This is the first year where they ever wanted to know what the store holds in the future for them."
"Hey, Bob."
"Yeah?"
"We have a little business to talk over before I sign for next year. You know, I'm not satisfied."
"Oh, you want a salary adjustment?"
"Never mind the adjustment. I want a salary."
Money. What good is money? Don't you know, Skin, that money leads to sorrow, discontent, and unhappiness?"
"Yeah. But according to the president of my union, you're supposed to hit me with a hunk of that misery every week."
"For the memory of this swell one-night stand, you treated us so grand. When after all, you do the work that really rates the hand. So thank you. As you fly planes and freight around this globe so great, you bring the stuff that treats them rough to open victory's gate. And thank you so much. Say, ladies and gentlemen, to Colonel Ralph E. Spake, Lieutenant Mike Frankovich, and all the officers and men here at the Ferry Command who've given us such a great day, our thanks. Next week, we'll be broadcasting to the boys down in the desert. And as our guest will be Rita Hayworth. Good night, everybody."
This special rebroadcast of the Bob Hope Show is presented for you fighting men of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.